Yeah, I don't know where she is.
Happy birthday to Spencer.
Yeah, happy birthday. But, yeah, she left the game. He left the game too, so I don't know where he's Maybe he didn't like it. We'll see what happens. Well, it reminds me of a menu at a Holiday Inn. Times change, sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just a fan of bananas or daiquiris. That America creation, all which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise. Air and mustard be nice. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Oh, God.
I was in my ghillie suit last night, suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was running around, man. You should have seen me.
How'd that go for you?
Look like a Yeti. Oh, yeah. Just reports of a Yeti getting around town. Photos.
Hey,
on the
highway. Chilling? Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
So, anybody want to hear a weird ass story?
Sure, man.
Okay. So, Wednesday, I got a call from the Ford dealership asking if I want to bring my wife's car in for a couple recalls.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll bring it in on Thursday morning because that's their first appointment. Yeah, Thursday morning, or no, an hour after I get off the phone with them, my wife calls me and tells me that she has steam coming out of her engine and that her temperature is raising a little bit. So I take that into Ford thinking, wow, that's pretty amazing that that I have an appointment tomorrow morning to get some stuff fixed. They can fix the coolant leak too. But it takes me 3 hours to figure out how to seal the coolant leak because the hoses that they use are, they're a hard plastic molded tube, and nobody carries them except for Ford. You can't even buy them. Like there is no aftermarket for them. So I had to jimmy rig a coolant tube for her car. $300 to fix the problem. Okay. We pick it up yesterday afternoon. All's good. She takes a trip into Vancouver and calls me an hour after she leaves saying that her car won't start.
Wow.
So it's back in the shop. So when she left, and it woke me up when she left. So I went in, went to the bathroom, stepped outside, had a couple puffs, and went in the room, and I started listening to the story of a guy by the name of John Capp. And John Capp is famous for coining the term Murphy's Law. So as I'm listening to the story of how Murphy's Law came into existence is when I got the phone call from my wife saying that her car won't start.
Wow.
Crazy.
Sounds like she might have warped heads, and if that's the case, if it's trying to kick over, she's probably fucked.
No, it's either... there's only a couple things it could be, and one is the... positioning sensor for the shifter column, which is in the transmission, it tells the ignition that the car is in park, or the sensor on the steering column that does pretty much the same thing.
So she's tried it like back into neutral, back in the park, neutral park.
Yes.
It still doesn't start. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing is when it does that, it won't even shift into neutral. And you actually have to manually do it, like take apart the gear column and manually flick the switch, because it will not do it electrically.
No, I don't like what those electric cars, man.
So, anyways, fun shit. Times.
What a shitter. Yeah, wow. What a trip.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So hopefully no more Murphy's Law shit happens.
Alright, yeah.
Because that's like three. Like, boom, boom, boom. Within like 2 days.
It's happening in threes.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
And hopefully that is it. So, yeah.
Hey, man, OJ's still dead.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't come back.
I think they said, I read a thing, he had three, he's worth $3 million in his estate, something like that.
Pretty cold by now, I'd say, wouldn't you, Boogie?
And it was his pension, that? So like the Goldmans and the
families. I said
he'd
be pretty cold by now, won't he? Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh. Cold you know case. What? That's one thing we've all got in common. We're all in the queue, mate.
Goddamn right we are.
So what, is everybody playing Rocket League? Is that what's going on tonight?
Well, no.
Fuck is Rocket League?
Just the cool kids playing Rocket League.
Leave me out the gang.
Oh, man, pick me last. Pick me last.
Hey, Sue, I got a spot open for you in my
party. I'm playing the real version right now.
I can't play one-handed. There is no way I can play Rocket League at the moment.
Sure it is.
What the fuck is Rocket League?
It's a game.
What the fuck is
that? It's a game.
It's a game where you're playing.
Honestly, Boogie, I'm not gonna lie to you. Before I played it, I thought it was like a kiddie corny. Like, I'm like, why are you playing this? It looks so stupid and like all like kiddie-ish. Let me tell you something. It is fun as
very
fun,
hard, man. And it's hard.
Person to tell me what the fuck it is.
It's hard
playing
for me. It's
just, soccer with cars.
You're playing
it's
soccer,
like soccer with cars.
With cars, but the cars are more like RC controllable cars because the ball is a lot bigger compared to the car, and you can fly in the air. You got boost. You can jump. It's like it's pretty fun, man. I don't know how else to describe it. I could take a video and show
and
you.
It's a mobile. It's a mobile game that I would download.
No, I have it on console.
I've got it on the laptop as well. It's on my
PC. Yeah, you see, I'm white trash.
You can't play on your phone, though, I don't think.
Yeah,
no you can't play on your phone.
Me too, man.
Nope, can't do it.
I play.
you're not trash, Boogie.
I'm just white.
You're just probably the dumpster, bro. You're not the trash.
I understand.
The dumpster's the trash. You're just there.
No, I know what you mean.
I love the dumpster.
I'm from there too, man.
I know. You get to hang your oven mitts up at nighttime and dry them off and everything.
Oh, man. Hey, let me tell you something about it. There's a lot of things going on around the dumpster.
Let me talk
okay.
to you.
Okay. There's a lot of business going on around the dumpster. And
sure.
I got to tell you. There's no orifice forgotten when P. Diddy comes knocking behind the dumpster.
What do you think's going to happen with him, man? You think a lot of it.
And you're not white trash unless you have to finance your oven mitts.
Do you think there's a lot of like truth to the accusations? Do you think a lot of them are bullshit? Do you think that.
Well, at the end of the
day, exist?
I think it's all
get
true.
Get a Russ.
I think it's all true. I mean, because why would it why would Homeland Security?
Why would that many people come out with it? Like, that's just...
Because she's worth a couple billion dollars.
Why would you be rated so hardcore?
Because she's worth a couple billion, and she...
three-year-old friends come out of the woodwork at the same time, all of them.
But the president was set with the girl. I think he's guilty, personally. But
guilty as
saying,
fuck.
The president was set with the girl. He's up the day of that becoming public, and that's when everybody came out of the woodworks. Now, is it because she was the one that opened that door and they blew her wide open after that, or is it because they're looking for a little payday?
He's a fucking pedophile, dude.
There's no smoke without fire.
Well, I don't think there was any. There wasn't any kids involved, was there?
No, no,
it was all. Yeah,
there's a Justin Bieber thing, a rumor, but it has to do with like more of the other stuff, like as an adult and using his power and influence to promise things
either
and trafficking them. And I'm just suggesting that the kid. Thing
yeah,
is,
they bothered him for no reason. They yeah,
but there's no
Homeland Security and
Diddy, like no official accusations about Diddy and kids. Right.
Oh yeah,
like, nothing in courts. Yeah. Like the other thing is,
wait,
the other thing has been in the courts. They raided his house. They got the drug mule. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened all in a damn Joker. Yeah, I guess I'm talking.
No, I can't get over there in time.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk about stupid Puff Daddy. I'm missing my goals.
Diddy. P. Diddy.
Diddy?
Get it right. Come on.
That's the question.
Nice play.
Sean Combs?
Yeah.
There he was, just walking
down
the street.
Singing do-a-dee.
How do you think they try that one? If the finger doesn't fit, you must have quit.
He's about to blow your mind.
Oh, boy. So... I wish I got fingered. I'd be
Freddy got fingered.
By the furnace.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah, damn right.
So crazy.
Tom Green.
I don't know if you want to, but if you want, I can turn on my my Discord so you can watch the game if you're really watching it as Ron Podbean. It's up to you.
Whatever, I don't mind. I'm alright. I'm just
okay.
Thank you, guys.
Now we're jamming out in the club, bruh. I'm about to hit the bubble room. Hit it like this. Players only want a ball as a spoiler. Six figures and camcorders. So what you trying to tell me, dear? I got Bentley, Benson, and Mr. Belvedere. And I just want to blow your mind. I'm talking literally blow your mind. My repertoire is menage a trois and exotic cars chilling with the hottest stars. And it ain't no stop to this. I can't help it, I'm an optimist. And I'm going to make your head bop to this.
Hey, Selena. Welcome back, Selena. Hey, Boogie and Robert, just so you know, Selena's a friend of ours. She's 11 years old. So, just mind your P's and
Q's. Hi, welcome, Selena.
I'm going to talk in a kind of fucking way.
This dude just passed me in a Subaru, and he has like a Daytona, like a Dodge Daytona style spoiler on the back. The thing is massive.
I'm not hanging out with
Subaru WRX. Like, that thing's all-wheel drive. Why do you need a spoiler that tall?
Hi, okay. How you been?
Oopsie, I wasn't playing
attention.
That's what I have to do. Oh no! Get it, get it, boy!
Selena, why are you up so late? Now wait a minute. We don't stop,
we rock, cause ain't a limit. My aim is winning, got Asian women that is she in the same time zone as you?
Oh yeah, yeah, she's of course. Cool. Sorry, yeah. I'm forgetting. She's in Germany. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, she's in Germany.
Yeah, she's an hour ahead of me. She's 8:30 in the morning. Sorry, Selena. I've forgotten. I'm so used to talking to Americans all the time. I forgot there's actually someone in the room that's from Europe.
How dare you call me American?
She speaks three languages, man.
She's not American.
Three languages and is 11 years old.
That's right. And yeah. She's going to be 12 and 12, well, now 11 days.
Dude, that is crazy.
She's lived awesome. In the Netherlands, Netherlands, Germany, United States, back to Germany, I believe that was what she said earlier. Boy. One of them back and forth.
Yeah.
Still in Germany right now. And she's,
future CIA.
She's very... I would say
mother's German.
Intelligent for a young person.
Awesome. Yes, very, very.
As far
well,
as her mindset.
Just remember your language, boys.
She's very well.
She's
on reality. Level. Like, yeah.
Dude, I'm in my mid-40s. She sounds more intelligent than me.
She is.
Well, yeah. Everybody else does, too.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but that's not saying much about myself. So I just...
I kid.
I kid.
Do I amuse you?
I got boom.
Do I make you laugh? Do I entertain you?
I got a snake. Bang. Oh, damn, I missed that stupid thing.
Yeah, just be careful around here, Selena. Podbean will rot your brain.
She's been told.
Oh, my God.
Cats won't even entertain on his show. He doesn't want her in the shows.
It's nothing personal to her. It's just she doesn't feel comfortable around.
He's protecting you, Selena. That's all.
Yeah,
protecting you. He's a father of four, and he's a bit like that. He's very protective, and he's quite old fashioned too.
Who's the father of four?
In all fairness, he's been like that with anybody that's been under the age of 18.
I don't even like her going on a couple of the shows that I go on.
Yeah, I'm a father of four.
Yeah.
I got three daughters.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got one I borrowed, two that are mine, and God knows how many else.
Man, it,
I sired all my kids.
Call you guys a bunch of sinners.
Because you did something right. That's what you did. You did something right.
I was in the bonds of the union of marriage when I sired my kids. I didn't do anything simple.
No. Simple. It wasn't easy, but you did all right by him, didn't you? It all turned out all right.
Yeah.
Oh, you got two on the.
Nice, Paulie. Nice, Paulie.
They're gonna be good. They're gonna be good. What are you doing today, Selena? Or what are you doing for the weekend?
Oh, sorry, Paul. Sorry, get damn boy. I bet I got his way.
Not much. Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Saturdays are good for that.
Oh, and she also, and I'm not trying to like give out like all the info, but she also horseback rides and she's learning jumping.
Yeah.
Like this girl is.
She's an equestrian.
She's going places, man. She's going places.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
Jumping like gymnastics jumping?
Horseback
riding.
You know what's on today?
Oh, okay, equestrianism. Okay.
That's what I said. She's equestrian.
Yeah.
Yeah, pool, billiard, same thing. Yeah.
Today, Selena is the Grand National, which is the most famous horse race. That's on today, the Grand National.
Never heard of it.
The Grand National. It's so famous.
It sounds British. Yeah.
Kentucky Derby is probably the most famous.
It sounds British to me.
Well, well done, Selena. Well done for joining.
Is it horse racing or is it like your horse right, racing?
It's
or
the
is
most
it like
famous horse race in the world, and it is the one where
sure
horses fall
the
and
Derby.
They die. And
horses Kentucky Derby is the Preakness. You got the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the other one, the Belmont Stakes, which is now the Triple Crown winner. That would be the most famous in the world. I would think the Derby's probably out of those three is like the most well-known.
The Grand National.
Not in the well. I can't say in the world. I'm
saying. That's what
for,
I was just thinking.
Like
in
my
America, yeah, but in the world, it probably is a Grand National.
Yeah,
it's older than any of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. I just never heard
it's
of it
just,
to be honest.
It's just hard to think about things without the American tin on it. It really is.
Yeah,
it's a big
I mean,
food for
there's
horses.
There's everything else in the world, and there's American. You know what I mean?
Is it a coincidence that the American tin is under rose-colored glasses? I think not.
Yeah, probably not. But yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's very
true. If I finish saying the Grand National is trying, they've been trying
it
to ban
the beautiful of a country we live in.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang on. What were you saying?
Gotcha.
I'm still listening.
I said
the
last couple of years they've been trying to ban the Grand National.
Wow.
There are several horses, I don't know exactly how many, but
they're
probably
died.
40 horses start the race and they're jumping hedges and stuff.
Right.
And normally there may be 2-3 horses that might die in the race itself.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and
it
has been
really?
Died before,
they,
yes. So
from injury
year,
they die or from like,
yeah, they fall. No, they
like
fall
injuries?
They,
oh,
yeah, they
man.
Fall when they jump. So it's one of the hardest
and
races. And then
they put
last
I know
year,
a lot of like athletic horses for racing or competition, unfortunately, when they get injured, they're never the same. They usually put them down, right? Or if they,
right, yeah, yeah. They break your
I know
with
horse
stuff,
racing they do. Like,
yeah, they break their legs and stuff. You
that's a
down.
Big thing when they, yeah, yeah it's very. Yes,
anyway, so last thanks. Year they had lots of protesters that blocked the race course for several hours, you know, doing stupid things
like
tying and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't they a lot of time when a horse breaks its leg, and I got to tell you, I'm around animals a lot.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet money after the protest they went to IKEA for meatballs.
Anyway, so it delayed the race last year by several hours, but today they're anticipating they're going to have the same problem today when the race starts again. But there's a lot of money involved in the Grand National from all over the world. It's a real big gambling. It's one of the biggest ones for gambling stuff. So. And you actually can't say it's the one that Red Rum. I don't know if you ever heard of Red Rum, the horse that got kidnapped.
I have no idea.
Your rematch?
I partied up.
A couple of times.
Nah, Yancey would.
Exit. Yeah.
Anyway, it's one of those.
Really I did vote rematch. I partied up.
Next match, 4 seconds.
So. Yeah, that's right, Selena. They die of heart attacks as well, don't they? In the actual race as well. It's
because they run so fucking hard.
Yeah,
and
it's
they,
such
yeah.
an intense race. Yeah, it is. So
and what's
and
the
has a bet on it. And
what's
stuff.
Their? Are they have they tightened up with like the doping of the horses? Basically, like, are they allow that? Like they juice them all up.
That's in the United States, not.
No, I know that's like a thing though that they pump them full of hormones and testosterone and stuff to make them stronger and faster. I didn't know if that was something that they try to.
I dope my horses
you know, screen for now or not.
It's the second day of the race is today. The first day was yesterday.
Wait, hold
on. So they start 40
at what did you say, Russ?
Are they going around a regular horse, like a regular track suit, like a regular oval track?
Yeah, it is. But it's a big track. I'm just trying to see how long. It's a long.
Because 40 at a time, 40 horses at once,
yeah,
that sounds
yeah,
like a lot.
Yeah,
like a regular.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the information because I don't
what's
know.
What's the regular. When I used to go to the horse races with my dad, I think there'd be maybe, like, for each race, probably like 15 or less. coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's Jersey, bro.
There's two.
That's not international.
Two days to these races anyway. Yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Like, 40 sets a lot, man. I can imagine the injuries with the horses all kind of colliding into one another. Like, that's crazy.
And slam and.
What's that?
I said when they slam into each other and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. They get tripped over and that's how they break the. Yeah, man. It's a shame.
And a lot of, like, around here where I live, a lot of Amish will, like.
There's 34 horses and jockeys in the race this year. There's 34. Okay. It's the biggest and the most famous race ever. The longest jump race held. It's 4 miles long, 2 furlongs and 74 yards.
You know, it was good. It don't really
pertain. I wish I knew what the fuck you were talking about.
I really wish somebody else had read that to me so I could have been like, well, there would have been 35 horses in the race, but your mama gave out last night.
Oh, damn.
You can say I won't take offense. It says the usual field of 40 horses has been trimmed to 34 this year. Safety concerns. So, yeah. And the top prize is $500,000 for whoever wins. £561,000 they get for winning.
Yeah, I can't remember the other day. Fucking Ash of who was talking to him. Somebody said something about his mama, and I was like, "Oh, your mama didn't like it, whatever." And he was like, "Damn, man, I can't believe you're talking about my mama." And I was like, "It's all right, Ash. Everybody else says your mama's all right."
proud of yourself on that one, aren't you?
I was.
Yeah, it's a good one. Huh? It's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually a 3-day event, the Grand National. It's different days for different races and stuff. So it's a really big thing. And there's, you know, even.
Is it one that's once a year?
Yeah, once
a year. I love watching those pretty horses like trot.
Watch that.
Dude, they're so beautiful, like, man. Like, just horse in its natural element, or a whole bunch of horses running in the pasture, man. Like, it's. I saw this one YouTube short, and it was a whole bunch of people, you know, the person on the farm or whatever. They had like three different horses running in.
Man, fuck that. You think horses are beautiful, man? You know it's real beautiful?
Three.
Some big old. Three different horses running through a trout. That's beautiful. Right?
Three different horses running through the field, and then a cow behind them that is their friend, but he couldn't keep up. But they weighed.
Get the hell out of here, man.
So fucking beautiful, man.
I would be the cow.
That
is almost as beautiful as supermodels on the beach.
The cow didn't know he's not a horse. You know what I mean? Like, he was like brought up as like whatever they're called, calves when the babies come. The bottom line is, cow, and he was raised around horses and always treated as a horse, and he would go running with them, but he's just a cow, and horses are frolicking and doing their thing. But they wait for him, though. They wait for the cow at the end. So cute.
I saw this fucking video today that was heartbreaking and beautiful. As these people looking for their lost husky, husky, and so they threw a fucking drone up in the air, and here this husky was running and hanging out with like three black bears, and they're just all friends.
Really?
Yeah, they're just all fucking friends hanging out. I'm like, well. The dog come back when it wants to. I mean, wow, people are dying.
I wonder how long the dog was hanging out with the husky. The husky was hanging out with the bears for.
Well, they didn't,
no one knows.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, until it died. Until the fucking bears are like, well, gonna eat you. But that's some cool
shit.
The
bears killed.
You know,
the bears killed the husky.
No, they didn't kill it. Not yet.
So what's so sad about it? Did it watch the husky?
No, it's. I didn't say anything sad about it.
You said it was heartbreaking. I'm sorry. You said it was heartbreaking. That's right.
It's so beautiful, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
No, I thought the husky died at the end or something.
No. They're just running around.
I don't know. Cap's been posting some crazy videos lately, man. My perception skewed on internet content.
Well, I'm not a psychopath.
They're pretty disgusting.
No, there's some of them I was just like, yo, dude, like, why, man? Like, why?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't even look at labs only.
I don't.
I keep my mind clean.
That was pretty awful yesterday, I gotta say.
Listen, if there's anything to do with, like, you know, bad sex jokes or women, like, okay, not nice, but okay, but not when people are getting their ears cut off and fucking necks. It's just too much. It's too much. Like, uh-huh. I was never into those hammers and can't do it, man.
Makes your eyes water. That one yesterday with the dogs. Oh my god. Oh. Anyway, so the Grand National is on for 3-day events and it started in 1860. So, and it's one of those things that even when you're at work, all the girls in the office will have a stake in it and pick a horse out and stuff. It's all a lot of fun, that's really. So, yeah, but there's been a lot of horses that have had their legs broken and died. And like Selena said, there's one there that got his legs broken, obviously. Heart attacks, all sorts of things. They've put them under so much stress.
Yeah.
In the summertime, yeah, I like sitting out in the
cabin. Yeah, somebody ran that horse into the ground.
Yeah.
I like sitting out there in my whitey tighties and rubbing warm butter on my nipples. It's kind of
see like, you later, Selena, love. But
it's
like,
kind of funny, though. I mean, it's different, but it's different circumstances. But like, they got rid of the elephants in the circus because of how they were being treated and just living, you know, they're.
Yeah.
But yet the horses, I mean, I get it's different. They're privately owned and this and that. And they're not being abused by people necessarily, but they kind of are. They're fucking having heart attacks on the. And they're young horses, too. They're not even like old horses. Yeah. But this one's a race.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just push them so hard. And
you maybe get 8 out of 40 survive the race that either don't run off without a jockey or fall or whatever. Not necessarily injured, but they just don't survive. Yeah, yeah. They don't. One year, there's only two horses survived the race.
That's almost... Dude, that's
crazy. No, but they're not dying. What I'm saying is they'll jump a fence
right.
And get a jockey and then they'll run off the track and stuff. So things like that happen.
Right. Yeah. Like, so, that's... Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like kind of shows you that the horses aren't really happy in there. Like, you know
not.
What I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, of course not. They're not. No. Yeah, I have to say I don't approve the horse racing full stop, but I don't approve of gambling either. Yeah. But
all of us miss that.
Horses are meant to be ridden and used like for work and stuff like that. I believe. Like, you know, back in the day when farmers had to use them, but really...
I think
really, you know, horses nowadays, man, like, you're supposed to just ride and enjoy them, you know what I mean? You know, the racing and shit.
You
like want
to plow the field and get on a horse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the racing...
We have a lot of people on their beaches riding. I'd love to do that on the beach.
Yeah,
that
that's cool
ridiculous.
Shit, but I think the racing and all that shit is primitive, man. We have better ways to race nowadays. Yeah. You know what I mean? We don't have to use horses.
Like yeah, let's lose dogs.
Yeah, we got vehicles that don't make right turns. I mean, that's
that's
amazing.
You got some vehicles that are even worse than that, dude. They're built.
It's like horse racing. They can follow the rabbit.
Yeah, I know. It was a
you got
bad
some that are built
joke.
To go in a straight line for like 10 seconds at a time, and that's it.
Right, and if they turn, it's catastrophic.
Yeah, and if they turn, it's
what is this?
Drag racing. You ever seen drag racing? They race in a straight line.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, and if they turn at all, dude, it's
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Some of those cars, man, they need tire shoots to stop.
Yeah, but those cars are...
Yes.
I've built three of them
in my lifetime.
Those cars are built like a motherfucker, dude, just to go in a straight line for fucking...
Yeah, months. They are. My father lost his eye drag racing. So,
I mean, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Holy shit.
He didn't catch a nut to the face, like, did he?
You're an asshole.
Was it an accident or was it something with the car, like a freak?
Nah, he forgot to put his tighten down his fucking fuel tank.
I mean, otherwise, how else would you lose an eye?
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Oh, that's not nice.
No, Boogie, he was just. I said Robert said it because you know Robert, man, he's just joking, like we all are. He's not trying to be disrespectful to your dad. Man.
So he was heading down the fucking track. He forgot to tighten down his fucking fuel cap. Heading down the track, fuel going everywhere, lost traction, slammed the wall,
jeez.
Caught on fire, flipped jeez. Over, slammed the wall again, and crawled out. And he fucking bust his face up, lost his fucking eye. He's still racing. 72
years old. You end up with a bunch of scars on that side of his face.
What do you mean?
No, I mean something happens bad enough to
everything went off the way it should. All the foam, all the everything.
No, he's asking like, how does your father look today? Like, obviously he's missing an eye. Does he have a glass eye?
No, he looks just fucking fine. No, he's got his eye. He's got. It broke his retina off.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so he lost the vision in the eye. But he still has the actual eyeball in
there. Yeah, he's still there. Okay, but so. it's like if.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Like there's no connection between the light coming in and it, whatever eyes do with the cones
right.
And the.
You cannot see. Other dry eye.
Get it, Russ. Get it, Russ. Get it, Russ.
Mohammed.
Hey, Mohammed.
Ah.
Fuck, Chef. I'll send you some pictures. And now we got the background. Who is this asshole?
This is Mohammed. How you doing, buddy? Yeah. All right.
I know you got some pictures. By any chance, were your mom being in any of those pictures?
You want to see my mom? What?
I'm just saying, if you're going to be sending me pictures of your dad, is there a chance that your mom's going to be part of those pictures? I'm just curious.
Sure.
Tell us things about your mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's
up? Standing next to the drag Apollo. Car. Sitting on the back wheel.
Right? You can be my stepfather by the end of next week.
Wait, that was an AI thing?
Yeah.
Muhammad, whatever it was AI.
On the game we're talking about. Like.
Oh, the game. Okay.
The game of life.
Game of life. What's funny about the game of life is I had to buy some new, what do you call them? Charger ports, charger lines.
Sneakers.
Know
when to fold them?
No.
Trainers.
No. Know when to walk away? Not the blocks, but the wires.
Know when to run?
The wires you use to charge your phone.
Never count.
The actual leads.
USB-C cords.
Yeah, USB-C.
Charging cable.
Oh, right. And right on them, they say wireless technology. Love that.
Is it the brand name or is that like
that is hilarious? It's like a Bluetooth headset with a cord.
Yeah. Well, mine comes my Bose headset has a plug in, has like a cable to plug in case the battery dies. So like if the battery dies, I can still use it. It's like a headphone cable, but it goes from a 2.5 to a 3.5. I fucking so jealous of that Back to the Future car.
The DeLorean?
Yeah, I got the DeLorean on
the screen. Yeah, well, I'm white trash and I don't have that money. But
dude, it's saying Paulie Ryan's in the game. How do I get rid of him?
Can't start a game because he's playing another. Go down, push down on your directional pad to the bottom.
I got you.
And just kick him.
Uh huh. Yeah. Which one's he, though?
He's the Batman.
I kicked him.
Wow. Sue's having a party.
Sorry.
I don't have any Batmans. I just have two people. But I kicked him, but it still shows him.
All right, we're going to delete the party. You're going to send me an invite.
Oh, there he goes. There you go.
Send me an invite.
You left the party?
Yeah. That's the only way he's going to leave.
All right, guys. I'm going to leave the party, too.
Yeah.
Already done. Everybody have a great night, man. It's nice talking to you.
No, thanks for stopping in, Boogie.
See you, Boogie.
No, well, you guys are playing video games.
I'm actually going to take a break for a second. If I'm not going to talk about video games for the next couple minutes, man.
I can focus on you if you want.
I don't need to focus on me.
Yeah. Sweetheart. I got to get out of this other part. This other one, though. All right. I'm just gonna have to restart the game because he's stuck on my gun.
I feel like you just made it a lot more complicated than it needed to be.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't get rid of him. I couldn't get rid of him, bro.
I tried kicking him. I couldn't go to the bottom and go to the little nose sign.
I did. Yeah. I hit kick player and it didn't do anything. Mm. That's what I'm saying. I did it before you even left my party, too.
You have a good night, man.
He left. Later, Boogs. I was just gonna ask you a couple questions because I was going outside to smoke a cigarette, but I'll wait till next time. Yeah. I'll wait for you, Boogie.
Until next time.
Yeah.
There's only us left in the room, plus Kartik and one other.
Yeah.
What happened to?
I said there's only us left in the room. Oh, Boogie's back again. He's joined back again.
Welcome back.
You've got something to leave your handbag behind, Boogie.
What's up? No, yeah, I'm glad you came back.
I'm just lonely.
Baby, come back.
Oh, dear.
I'm lonely.
I'm so lonely.
I got nobody to call my home.
Oh, I'm so lonely.
It's three shadows on here, mate. Russ is the only one who's not lonely.
How's your fucking knee doing, dude?
It's alright.
My knee's great.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. It is like the best, like in the U.S. when the time closed, the bars closed, you're all alone. 3 a.m. Last call. Oh. He's to the... Wait, she's a whore.
What's that one? Oh, I don't know what it was. You could sing. He's going home overnight. Kidding it.
Mr.
Mr. Lonely, I got nobody to call my own. Still stuck around to stay by my side. Not my side. Broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl, and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely. I have nobody but you, my own girl. So lonely. Mr. Lonely.
You know this song sucks. I've never heard this song before, but it's
Akon,
horrible.
Man, it's
Akon? Oh, well, yeah. That makes it so much better. Is he gonna be? Is he going to jail next?
Hey, dude, this song will make you feel better, dude. I promise.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, here, man, this song will make you feel better, man.
I hope it's about pedophiles.
Yeah.
Sounds like ER a little bit.
Listen, dude, it's that shit, dude. It's that number one stunner shit.
Look, I trust you, Russ.
Oh, shit.
I can't even understand a word because I'm white.
So is he.
Oh, well, makes it worse.
How'd you get...
So what are you, music show now? I want y'all to feel the realness, the truth of my words. I've been quiet for too long. The truth should be heard. It was a while back, 10:20 in the morning. Cat showed up on my lawn in a rugged uniform. Unexpected, there's a knock on my door. I met this fool in the club. I done seen him before. Open to greet him, but the second he sees me, his eyes buckle, his voice is uneasy. But it's cool. I ain't even catch it at first. I check his shoulder. Homie's rocking a purse. Now I know something's tricky, but I'm already sitting down. Homie pipes up, you should hear what he's spitting now. Says I've been sleeping with his wifey, and he ain't the type of cat to take that shit lightly. I made a move and he told me, homie, wait. Reached in his purse, pulled a chrome 38. He asked me if I'm ready to die. Said he was gonna blow my brains all over the sky. Said he was leaving the country and he's straight with the passports. Cocked the hammer, I'm thinking my last thoughts. I'm in a bad way, nothing can save this. I close my eyes, hoping it's painless. Just waiting for the sound, ready to swallow too. But homie having trouble with his follow through. By a miracle, I avoided the chalk ground. Homie's confused, he just wanna be talked down. His wife is sleeping through town and he knew it. Picked me out of a crowd but couldn't do it. We squashed it. As he's walking away, I realize life is short, so I'm marking the day. Now it's full speed ahead, I rest when I'm dead. And I could give a fuck of what the next man said. I live how I wanna live, buy what I wanna buy, do what I wanna do, try what I wanna try. Fear nothing,
take chances, not afraid to fail, always making advances. So when I ride on the Grim Reaper highway, no regrets, bitch, I did it my way.
Anyways.
So you're gangster now?
No, that's John Cena, man. I ain't gangster.
That was John Cena?
Yeah. Yeah, that was John Cena. From his rap album that he did back when he first started.
God help America.
God bless John Cena.
John Cena's done it all, man.
You can't see him
anymore. God bless. Forevermore. That means you might see him sometime.
Dude, I know y'all don't give a shit, but WWE's coming out with a You Can't See Me John Cena wrestling figure. And it's going to be completely clear plastic with the outfit.
Did you? No, they're not. Yeah, are they really?
Yeah, they really are. It's like completely
Did you see what he said on the Pat McAfee show after Mania?
No, what did he say?
So he had put up a thing a while ago, like a week or two ago on Twitter saying that at 50, he's just going to ride off into the sunset. Like, that's it, right? And then on the Pat McAfee show, I guess I don't know how it got into the conversation because it was only a clip, but they basically got into it. And he's like, something about changing his shirt. He's like, yo, you know, when I change my shirt, it's like a uniform change. And he's like, there's probably another one or two left in me. So basically, he's confirming that he's coming back at some point for another run.
Yeah. They give him
like, not just a little appearance like he's been doing. Like,
no, I heard they give him a title before he leaves, man. He retires. That way he breaks Ric Flair's record. Quote unquote record. Yeah. That'd be great. Instead of just being Todd.
London.
Good talk.
I cut out. I don't know if you guys heard me or not, but whatever. I'm not repeating it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear you, but it was weird how it ended the conversation.
I was talking the whole time, and so like he said, "Good talk." I was like, "Nobody heard me."
I heard all the way. I heard all the way up to where I said, "I hope he gets a new championship." And I didn't hear anything after that.
I didn't even hear that. No.
I'm still here.
Hey, Boogie, how you doing, buddy?
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. So
WWE.
You doing?
Lost in the sauce, bro. I got you, bro. Hey, Carter. What's up, man? I didn't know you were here. How you doing, bro?
Who?
Kartik.
I thought you said Carter. I was like, who the fuck's Carter? And why the hell are you just talking to him? Carter. He showed up at the house. Hey, what's up, Carter? What you doing in the house? Man, I didn't even know you were here. Thanks for coming by. I just took a big douche in my bidet,
huh? 15 minutes yet.
Yeah, I don't look at the phone, unfortunately, until now.
Yeah, you missed that one.
I don't see a Carter down here.
Kartik. He's in the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't pronounce it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it happens.
Only human, bro.
Yeah, man. Life goes on, baby. Give it over DNA.
Damn, I just realized I forgot to make myself jello tonight, and I would have had it ready now if I made it earlier. Fuck. Aww.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with
you?
Make
it now, and you can have it in the morning.
I know, I'm gonna, but it's not the same. I wanted it now.
God, I can't wait to hang myself.
Well, why are you gonna hang yourself, Bugs? You don't like jello? There's always room for jello, man. Come on.
What's wrong with jello, man?
No, I can't hang myself, man.
Now you're a gelatinator.
A gelatinator?
What are you, a pudding guy? You like a pudding more than a jello?
I always did love.
I'm a pudding guy.
Tapioca.
Me too.
I like pistachio. I like chocolate. I like vanilla. I like
pistachio.
Pistachio.
Delicious.
Yeah, I'm about to. I actually pulled down the pistachio box of instant pudding instead of the Jell-O. I'm making pistachio pudding.
Yeah, I don't get my girlfriend. Attaboy. Pistachio tomorrow. And like, I need drinks.
Throw some marshmallows in that shit.
They got the new fucking box, the new logo. It's all green. It looks like extra pistachio flavoring. I can't wait.
I just miss Bill Cosby being all over it.
With the pudding and the pudding. The pudding.
You know what I want now? Some key lime pie.
Yeah, boy.
That'd be really good right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my girl to get some key lime pie tomorrow.
I'm sure you've got good key lime pie down by you.
Yes.
But I know Florida, they got some of the best down in the Keys, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just go down to Dollar General, get some Edwin's.
Sorry. It's not the same.
Yeah, it tastes all right.
Go to the bakery.
It passes the What do you guys prefer? I like the lemon meringue. I like the topping on the meringue pie, but I like the taste of key lime much better.
Lemon meringue, at the end of the day, it's just egg whites beat up like a motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, but the peaks and the toasting of it just does something to my senses.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I always think it's going to taste so much better than it does until I dig into it. I'm like, oh, this is egg white.
It's
really good.
It doesn't really.
What's really good is if you get you a little slice of lemon and get you a little slice of lime and eat them together and, just have Mountain Dew perfection.
Isn't that Sprite though? That's like Sprite's actual logo is the lemon and the lime.
Yeah, that's what a Mountain Dew is.
Is Mountain Dew? I thought Mountain Dew had its had orange in it or something. Like,
it does have maybe orange pineapple.
Juice. What you want to do is just make
that's what they
grab a moon pie.
The fuck is that shit?
Jesus Christ!
Is not my pudding,
dude. Jesus!
Oh my God!
Fucking pavement!
I'm beating it in the bowl with a whisk.
Holy shit!
Are you using a fork or a whisk?
That is abrasive, man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a whisk. He's using a fucking fork. He ain't done dishes.
I just got caught in a tornado with a culinary salesman.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you don't know how to whisk, if you don't know how to brine.
Oh, that is horrible.
Here we are.
Yeah, I'm about to have to, for the first time in my life, mute
you. Sounds like nails it sounds like fucking nails on
car. Are you not done?
I can't listen.
It's 2 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
2 minutes of this
my
shit?
My headphones are off, and I'm...
Stop that shit.
I'm almost done, man. What the fuck?
Okay, it's really loud. It's really loud. Like, super duper, insanely...
Dude, stop!
Loud.
You want to lick the fucking whisk and make yourself feel better?
No, dude, you don't realize how loud that really was on our side. Holy shit, my eardrums are bleeding.
That was goddamn fucking nails on a fucking chalkboard.
I'm sorry, you could have muted me, man.
Holy
No, I couldn't. I had a bowl in one hand and a whisk.
You unmuted yourself to continue.
Did you have a whisk or a fork?
It was a metal whisk in a plastic bowl.
Jesus.
No, that was glass and a fork.
Yeah, incorrect, sir.
All right,
I'm the one doing it. I would tell you if it was anything different than what I said.
That was horrible, man. I hope that pudding's good, dude. I really do. I hope that thing turns out.
I hope it sucks. I hope it.
Do you know why you beat it for 2 minutes like that instead of stirring it? Can I explain the reason?
Did you not?
Because if you do,
so that it's submissive,
then it starts to thicken up before I even put it in the fridge, so it'll be ready in about 5 minutes.
What are you making?
A fucking insane amount of noise.
Oh,
Don't, yeah. It's Woody's birthday, man. I'm just honoring my boy.
Holy shit. Slam my head up against the wall.
Oh, you just broke something.
I didn't break anything. Like Boogie, you really think you know what you're talking about, but you are shooting blanks left and right, bro. You're getting everything wrong here.
Story of my life, bro.
I didn't break anything. I'm using a plastic bowl with a metal whisk. And that's it. Nothing broke.
You just threw it in the sink, I think, Boogie.
That's what I did. Exactly. I threw it in the sink. See?
Oh, you fucked what he does.
It takes a woman to know what a kitchen sounds like. It is his birthday today. I don't know if you know that. Today would have been his birthday.
Yeah, but he's dead.
When you make your jelly, Shep, do you have a jelly mold to pour it into?
When I make jello, I just put it into bowls.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a bunny rabbit or a funny shit.
No, I wish I did though. I wish I like dinosaurs. I wish I like a dinosaur or something.
Oh yeah, I'll get you one of them.
I know they used to have. I don't know if they still. I don't know if it was a different product or if it was a different like a recipe to make it like less water. But jigglers was a thing back in like the 90s with jello. And you can get cookie cutters and cut them into these shapes, and then you can hold the kids can hold them and play with them. Like, wouldn't it be like falling apart like regular jello?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle those jigglers. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle those jigglers. Yeah. I think it was just made with less water, so it was thicker, the gelatin.
I remember jello jigglers.
So do you not like blancmange then? Do you not like blancmange?
Do what's that?
Blancmange.
I don't know what that.
A blancmange? You don't know what blancmange is? Did you not, as a kid, have jelly and blancmange at kids' parties?
Grumange? No, I never even heard of that word before.
I think you're making stuff up at this point.
How do you spell it?
B L A.
B L A.
N C.
B L N T. B L A N T. Blank.
Yeah. M A N G E. Blancmange.
Blank managiddy.
Sorry, that's a new way of spelling bullshit right here.
Schenectady, New York.
Sorry, that's some bullshit, y'all.
There.
Okay.
What is it, though, Sue? I never heard of it.
It's sets the same as jelly does, and it's made with milk. And powder, so you get different flavors. You get
so it's like a pudding, almost like a pudding, but in a gelatin form.
Yeah, you just look it up. You must have had blancmange over there. You get strawberry chocolate flavor.
I don't believe so. Unless it's known by something else, but I can't even think of what that. I don't think I've ever had that kind of combination where it was like more of a milk or dairy based product
like,
in a gelatin
fruit cup things with a.
Scratchy lottery tickets.
Scratchy lottery tickets.
Do you know what kind of cock it is? Do you know what kind of cock it is, Ben?
Do I know what kind of cock is? Cock. What?
Cock? What kind of cock?
Are we talking circumcised or uncircumcised? What are we talking about?
Lessons. I'm gonna have to start giving lessons out. I think, aren't I?
I got some experience.
We're talking
it,
magic mushroom, or you know, we're talking.
But it does all the tricks.
Okay, I'll tell you what it's called in America. It's called American pudding.
That's what I was just making. American pudding.
No, you're making jelly, which is the clear one, isn't
no,
it?
No, I changed my mind. I made pudding instead. I made pistachio pudding.
Okay.
Right.
But yes, I was originally making jello.
Making the jelly, but anyway.
So when you say jelly, I know you mean jello when you say jelly.
I mean,
what do you call, other than peanut butter and jam or peanut butter and preserves, what do you call the other thing that you put on peanut butter?
We don't put anything on peanut butter. It's not normally in the UK.
Yeah, you know, like peanut butter and jelly.
No, we just have either peanut butter or we have Marmite or we have strawberry jam, or we'll have Marmite.
Vegemite, jellies.
Vegemite is similar to Vegemite, but Marmite's better tasting than Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite sucks.
Do you call any of those top or any of those things you can add to it or to toast jelly, like a grape jelly or strawberry jam?
It's jam. It's jam in England.
Yeah, no, we have both. No, jelly's different than jam.
Well, yeah, no, we don't have jelly. We have
jelly jams and preserves.
Jelly is what we make out of the...
We have marmalades.
...squares that you put in hot water and dissolve, and then it sets in the
fridge. Yeah, we get marmalade.
Yeah.
You have marmalade, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe marmalade.
Some people do. Some people do, if they know how to make it.
Did you make jelly?
I made jello.
I make love, baby. Jelly.
Yeah.
Which is what you call in jelly.
Yeah. You make blancmange, you'd like that. You would like that, Chef, to go with your jelly. You always have the two together.
Speaking of Chinese people, I'd love to have a midget.
What the fuck is that? What?
Oh, dear.
This is my confession.
I just want a little midget Chinese servant. All right, Osher. Kung Fu.
You evolved from your little pocket monkey to now a real life midget.
I would love to have a monkey.
I would love to have a monkey
build a little bridge
in my house.
Come and live under the bridge.
Why don't you get yourself a monkey, Boogie?
They're too expensive and it's illegal.
Chinese midgets.
I know, right? Yeah, but here's the thing. It's
illegal? Monkey?
Yeah.
What would be the topper, dude, is if I had an albino Chinese midget?
Albino.
Oh.
Albino one. A white one.
Albino.
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 You want to say white ones, man. It's like powder. The movie Powder.
Oh, shit.
It would be. Because they're already like a pale yellow, so they'd be like a pale ale at this point. Yeah. Be like a foster.
You Thailand, baby. You can have one as a pet there, love.
It would be awesome.
I can have a Chinese midget as a freaking pet in Taiwan.
I know in some states people can own monkeys.
With a sword? Hiding with a sword? Oh. So every day you get home from work, and it's like you have to battle with this monkey. You just walk through the fucking
door. It's like
door.
You, like when you're walking home, you're walking into the Thunderdome.
You don't know. Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, monkey, where are you?
All you want is a cuddle. That's all you're wanting. That's all.
Yeah, well, but I want to fight too. So.
Oh, okay.
That monkey's going to whoop your ass.
Until you can find a sparring partner, where's Gary?
Gary was just on my lap. He took off. He's worried about the squirrels outside. I made all these squirrels big and fat. Now they're dependent on me giving them corn.
I just realized
that's the time to shoot and eat, isn't it?
I just realized, my friend, it's about 3:30 in the morning. I gotta get up in a couple
hours. Oh, yeah, you need to go to sleep, bro. Yeah,
I gotta give myself a haircut and
I do bid you adieu.
Beat off.
Good night, Sheffy.
Good night, everybody. I appreciate the right.
I can't wait to masturbate. See you guys later.
Bye bye.
Yeah, man. I'll see you right tomorrow. Awkward.